Can we talk to somebody in Washington, Paul, who's, you know,
not
about the Fed?
Exactly.
I think we can do that right now. We can take a 7-minute break here. We do this with Jeff Fitzpatrick on, I guess, the debt ceiling, but frankly, on the summer of Washington. There I was. I was at Tammy and Dad's party for the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Really?
It's basically like a Thursday function at college.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're at Duke.
Yep.
And it's Thursday, and the weekend starts Thursday,
yeah,
6
does.
p.m.
Yep.
I'm sitting there with Jack with a, you know, we had a Jenny cream ale in our hands.
Nice.
And, you know, it's like 500 people packed into a space for 300. Jack Fitzpatrick joins us now with Bloomberg Government. Jack, all those people we saw, what's their summer look like in Washington? Is it going to be like election frenzy summer? What's the theme of the heat of Washington this summer?
I hate to break it to you, but based on that party and talking to actors and people like that who came, that is not necessarily indicative of what the summer more broadly looks like in D.C. There's some tension. There are concerns about, obviously, not only a debt limit deadline that could be even in early June, but the ways in which the focus on that makes it difficult for Congress to really get anything done. They're not going into, you know, real campaign mode. It's not a campaign year, but you, yeah. we're getting to the point where thoughts and maybe people's dreams of 2024 start to affect how they negotiate or don't
right.
negotiate. So it's in a divided government, it's going to be a bit of a slog of a summer, just with deadlines that are hard to meet. And it is probably not going to be as fun a summer in D.C. as you may have come to expect from that brunch.
Well, Tammy does party fun, so I guess that's what we saw. With that said, Jack, will there be other presidential candidates this summer, whether like, say, Senator Obama of Illinois years ago, or there are others fermenting where candidates come out of the House or more particularly the Senate?
Yeah, this summer, sometime around then would make sense for people to actually announce. It's a weird year because there's so much focus on the incumbent president and also the former president, Donald Trump. A lot of people wondering about Ron DeSantis actually making an announcement. But it may not be, we're not picking up the electricity of previous cycles when you expect tons of senators to throw their hat in the ring. There are a lower number of people who are really dominating the attention. So I don't know that it's going to be that much of an exciting political summer compared to maybe some historical analogies.
So, Jack, next week we might have some excitement. We've got a bunch of folks from Capitol Hill going to the White House to talk about this debt ceiling. Can you tell us how this works? Like, who goes to this meeting? Where is the meeting held? Is it in the Oval Office? Like, who's there? What do they really expect to get done there?
So they haven't said exactly where it's going to be, but when you get an invitation like this from the president, usually this happens at the White House. It was extended to the top four leaders, so Senators Schumer and McConnell, Speaker McCarthy, and Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader. There are some sort of mixed expectations or even confusion about what to expect from this. There's supposed to be a negotiation really between Biden and McCarthy. A lot of Democrats want McConnell to step in and have a greater role. He said he would go, but essentially his message is that you need to talk to McCarthy. So it's unclear if everybody's going to be fully involved. It's unclear if they're going to really negotiate at that meeting or if it's almost a preliminary thing. But it's sort of the opening bid in talks that I think primarily have to be between Biden and McCarthy.
And this, presumably, Jack, this is in the president's wheelhouse. He spent 40 years in the Senate brokering deals every single day. Presumably if he gets whoever it is, McConnell or whoever it is to negotiate on behalf of the Republicans. Is there not an expectation that something can get done, that this is, again, in the president's wheelhouse?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't take that much creativity to imagine him striking a deal. If you look at what's in the House Republican debt limit bill, things like discretionary spending caps, it's not impossible to meet in the middle on those. The big battle, though, has been convincing him that he has to negotiate with McCarthy.
Can we rip up the script with Jeff Fitzpatrick?
Yeah,
I mean, he's so adept and he's so read in. Jack, I'm looking at oil just printing 68.89. Is now the time to load the boat on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and for the president to take the mother of all victory laps?
That, you know, that is an interesting question. That has come up on occasion on the Hill, that now might be the time to more aggressively try to refill that thing. We haven't really gotten a clear strategy on the SPR from the White House, but it would stand to reason that they've kind of made it through the worst of this. Again, the politics of looking toward 2024, trying not to do anything that would hurt consumers, it's a little hard to predict the White House's stance on that.
I mean, predicting oil, Paul, is a difficult sport. I don't want to pretend that I've got any wisdom. I'm looking at a chart. It's one of my more famous charts. This goes back, you know, to my ute. And the bait, I mean, it takes so long to load here, but on a real basis, we're back on an inflation-adjusted basis and adjusted for the wealth of America. We're back to like 1965, 66, pre-Nixon pricing with this pullback that we've seen.
Yeah, and I don't know how you do restock this reserve. Do you just go out and buy stuff?
I have no idea.
And where do you put it? Somebody tell me it's like a cave somewhere.
No, it's salt mines or something
salt mines
like
or something.
That.
Yeah.
I don't really understand the magnificent chemistry. A guy like Fitzpatrick is like, you know.
He's
Jack, one final question, Jack. What are you focused on a sleepy 1st of May week? What's the thing you're focused on?
Besides debt limit, I am curious how they end up funding the government. They're supposed to kind of get started doing their work that is so caught up in the debt limit. There are increasing concerns that you can have almost all of their deadlines in Congress sort of getting bashed together and kicking the can over and over again. So the slow pace of work on government funding in addition to the debt limit struggles.
Jeff Fitzpatrick, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it, with Bloomberg government there in a brief as well. You know, you're going to these parties and I couldn't even get to the food.
No.
There's so many, or the bar. I didn't even have a drink.
Well, that's a problem.
Then. It's a problem. I walked in and, you know, one of the interns said, can I get you a drink? I said, no, don't worry. Because it's like, you know, it's like really, really difficult. And, you know, you look over the edge, the power players on the edge. I look to my right at Gavin Newsom, I think it was, a governor of California. And other, you know, the celebs. And there's Jack Fitzpatrick holding court.
Taking notes, probably.
I think he's just hanging out. He's got the whole on the edge thing going in Washington.
Yeah, of course. He's been there forever. He's been there forever.